So my name is Maria Nagaga, and I am a program manager on the Visual Studio and .NET team. So my day job is I get to talk to a whole bunch of developers and ask them about what they expect to see in the next versions of .NET Core and what the kind of tooling they expect. But today I'm going to talk to you about the long-term support. And I think a great way to get started about talking about the long-term support is also talking about where we've come from. How many of you have been using .NET since the beginning? Oh, wow. I haven't been using .NET since the beginning. I wasn't even programming when it came out. But we started in 2001, where we edited the shared source, and we just showed you everything that there was. Then Mono came up, and it was running .NET in a different way outside of Windows. And then we had the .NET reference source. And then finally, in 2012, when I started working with .NET, we came with ASP.NET Core, which was vNext at the time. That became ASP.NET 5, but now we're the ASP.NET Core. And it also had TypeScript, and those were both open source. And we saw this revitalization in the community with all these people making huge contributions. Then we had the .NET Foundation that came up, and we had seeing that grow and grow over time. We also open sourced Roslyn. And today, we are open source, we are getting stable, and we are everywhere. And I hope all of you in the room are using .NET Core. How many of you are using your .NET Core? Yay, my people. Great. And because of all of that, you're having continuous innovation. We're seeing .NET Framework, where we're targeting Windows applications, and we saw about today how we can modernize that. We have cross-platform, where it's the .NET Core. And then we have mobile applications, really with Xamarin. And then we have the .NET Standard, which is the next generation of the PCLs. So as you can see, you saw some magic before it happened. But we also have a rich set of toolings. So we have Visual Studio, both enterprise and community. And then we have Visual Studio for Macs. That's in GA today, so go check it out. And we have Visual Studio Code, which is our text editor. But as you're beginning to think about what kind of support comes up, think about this analogy. I usually use cookies, but I feel like steak is a great way to think about it. So how, when you think about ASP.NET, you have to think about how do you like your steak. Do you like it well done? This is Visual Studios running on Windows with NuGet. This is going to be supported. That means that you can call somebody up and say, this isn't working, and somebody will be there to support you. You have medium well, you know, where you have the CTPs and the betas, and you signed up for that, then there's going to be general updates to that as you go. You have medium, where you have the CI drops, and then you have the MIGET, so that the level of support also drops with it. You have medium rare, which is kind of like, I am Maria, I've gone on to .NET, I've gone over to the GitHub repo, and I'm taking a branch of visuals of .NET, and I'm playing around with it on my machine. The level of support to expect there is similar to being able to talk to people on GitHub, flagging an issue, but you cannot call the help support and actually get support right there. Then you have rare. You know, same kind of feeling. And what's after rare? If you have medium well, medium rare, and rare, what's the other way you can take your steak? Raw? Raw. I just found out that's blue. Right? So when you think about the blue area, it's kind of like working with Mono. You're working with third-party folks. You're working on different forks and repositories. There, you're not going to get any support, like actual physical support, where you have a helpline, where you can call somebody. But you can always make sure that we have this rich community where you can ask questions. So even if you can't physically call someone, we have this huge .NET community that is consistently growing, and you can get help within the community. So I tell people, when did you decide whether current versus long-term? So the way I kind of think about current versus long-term is, how many of you are from New York? All right. Think about the local versus the express, right? The cool thing about the express is you're going to get there faster, but you're not going to hit every single stop. And the great thing about the local is that it's going to take a longer time to get there, but you're going to make sure that you hit every single stop. So with Current, the release, you get the latest features. This means that you've signed up, you're working on daily builds, you're constantly getting updates. Now, with support there, you're not going to get a lot because you have the minor versus the major and patches. Then you also have the long-term support as the most stable. So if you go back to the what I showed you earlier, that's your well done. You're running in Visual Studio, you have NuGet, you will get complete support from Microsoft to support you with any issues that you have. And long-term support is has 3 years and receives regular important updates. You can mix and match, and you can also do it on the same machine. So this means that you have this side-by-side, and these versions of Visual Studio will not affect each other. So this is like a really good slide that I saw on our website that actually describes when do things get out of date. So .NET Core 1.1 was released in 2016, and we're going to end support around June 2017. So even though we've upgraded and we're going to .NET Core, we have about 3 years when you can this will actually be supported. So this is just to give you an example of what support looks like for .NET Core. And right now, because I want to fill most of the audience and get questions from you on some of the questions and concerns that you have around the long-term support for .NET Core. So I want it open up to the audience. Does anyone have any questions? Are you sure? Okay. Yes.
Is that going to have long-term support as well because it's under the .NET Core umbrella?
Yes.
That's all going to pair
It's all going to pair together. Excellent. Yeah. Good question. Any other? Yes, sir.
How does this compare to the old .NET, like a 4.6 or an ASP.NET MVC 5 app?
So, like, in terms...
So
the long-term support for Microsoft Engine is about 3 years. So you're going to get the exact same experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does anyone, one of the big questions I get is, I have an ASP.NET Core application right now, which is 1.1 running Project JSON. How does the new MS build stuff affect it? So one of the things that you, like, you have that, yeah, I see you nodding. Okay. So have you tried, if you actually take a Project JSON application, how many of you have heard of Nerd Dinner? Nerd Dinner. So I ported Nerd Dinner over to ASP.NET Core 1.0. And then when MS Build tooling came out, all I had to do was open it up in Visual Studio, and it did update it to the latest version of MS Build. I had to make some updates to my packages and libraries, but the process was completely seamless as well. Yes?
So how does that tie into like Visual Studio Team Services?
Ooh.
For the 3 years, or am I going to have to pull in all those dependencies?
That is a good question. Yes. So his question was, how does the support for... What was your question?
How does support tie in with like Visual Studio Team Services?
Okay.
Is it going to have the 3 years out there as well?
Yes. So his question was, how is the support for Visual Studio, long-term support for ASP.NET Core, tie in with Team Services? The truth is, I do not have the answer, but if you give me your email, I will give it to you immediately because I know the Team Services guy and he's right across the street right there. I was just talking to him. I do not know the support, but I would say it's the same thing because we won't drop, we're a team. We're not going to drop you off and you're going to be left unstanding. Yeah. Any other questions from the audience? Are you sure? Okay. To get more information on the long-term support, I want to show you this website. So how many of you have been to .net? Not enough. We are very proud of .net. So if you go over to .net and you go over to support, this will give you all the information you need to know about the long-term support for .NET Core, including Entity Frameworks and Xamarin. And I believe that if we go in even farther and you look at the .NET Core support policy, you'll find more information on what the long-term support is, what for the current and LTS, as well as when the future versions will be dropping off support. And we do make it pretty, we push it pretty hard when we're going to start dropping off support. You'll see a lot of things come up on the community stand-up. You'll see a bunch of emails. It'll be all over Twitter. Another thing that is also worth checking out as you're beginning to look at long-term support and just building .NET applications in the future as well is our architectural guidelines. This is a brand new thing onto our website. We have different architectural guidelines on how to get started with microservices and Docker containers, web applications, deploying to the cloud, and even Xamarin. And these are incredibly detailed books that reference the architecture and best practices. You can download them, take them to your bosses, and these are just one of a few. We have like an entire set of them that are coming up. They'll give you more details in how to build those applications, as well as the long-term support and what to kind of target to, because it's your best practice. Done. Yes, sir. Sorry.
If I run in Azure, right, you know what version I'm running.
Yes.
Do you have any proactive support way you can actually tell me that you're on 1.1, get off?
Oh, okay. So your question was, do we have any support within the tool that will make suggestions of updates? So for example, in Azure, if you're on 1.1, it's time to update. With the .NET standard, that kind of helps you because you can start targeting particular versions of .NET framework. So you shouldn't even worry about that as well. Yeah. Of course, there are going to be some things that you can't take advantage of in older systems. Like, for example, if you're running a .NET Core application that has Project JSON, you can't use Visual Studio 2017. You have to use Visual Studio 2015. And you're missing all the cool things like live unit testing and all that kind of stuff. All right. So I will be around to take questions if you don't want to ask them in the crowd, because we still have a couple of minutes. So I thought you guys would have tons of questions. OK, so I'm over here if you have any questions for me. Thank you for coming.